visiting today with OSU's Seth Bird. Well, it's kind of been an interesting past couple of weeks because when we talked previously, we were wishing for rain, and now we've gotten some rain. So what all does this mean?
Yeah, I mean, by and large, it's definitely good news. And, rain's almost always going to be good news for us this time of year. There was a decent amount of cotton that was planted prior to the rain that we got, sort of the last full week of May. So we got some rain the week of the 23rd of May. And there was some cotton that was going in the weeks prior to that event. You know, if you had overhead irrigation, then you likely were able to create a favorable, seedbed condition moisture-wise for that planted cotton. But you also knew you're probably on borrowed time since you're totally relying on irrigation at that point. And if you're on, drip or in the irrigation district or dry land, you were obviously planting and hoping that the forecasted rain was going to come. And so it did. We got that rain. That's certainly going to help that cotton that was dry planted or planted earlier in May push through and germinate. And now this week, we're seeing some heavier rain events and some bigger rain totals fall. So certainly, again, if the cotton's emerged and up, it's going to help to a certain extent. We'd love to see the rainfall maybe spaced out a little more just to give us a better planting window this time of year. But again, hard to turn down moisture given the last, 6 to 8 months that we've had.
Absolutely. There, so is most of the cotton then planted now?
I don't use a lot of probably accurate, predictable tools for this. It's more of a gut feeling on where we're at with our producer on farm trials. I'd say most of your irrigated cotton is in the ground by at this point. Dry land tends to wait until late May at the earliest, for our traditional areas. Now, northern Oklahoma, some of the quote unquote newer areas, they're probably all planted. But the majority of our acres are still in sort of the west central and southwest portion of the state. And in general, in those areas, late May tends to be the start of the window for the dry land crop. And so I'd say that our irrigated crop is probably about wrapped up, if not totally wrapped up. Dry land was, maybe just starting to think about getting started when some of these rain events started to occur.
And you mentioned, we'd like to have a little bit more space. Is that because it's going to be harder to get in the fields? But what other kind of problems do you get from getting too much rain too quickly?
Yeah, there's a couple of different things to think about. If you've got cotton that was planted, maybe you planted after some of that rain that came last week, we're in cooler conditions. That's going to slow your crop progress down. Cool conditions plus excess moisture, which if you look at some of the rainfall totals that we've had, there's going to be some excess moisture in some places that can flare seedling disease issues. And some of the discussions I've had recently with, looking at stands and whether it's poor stands, in terms of emergence issues, or what's been more common has just been sort of, ugly looking cotton, comes from seedling disease flares. That's really all ties back to the conditions that we've been through. So the cooler temperatures and the excess moisture it tends to be what we'll see flare seedling disease issues. On the other end of things, if you haven't planted, maybe the rain the week of the 23rd gets you out of the field. Now you're getting rain this week. It's going to keep you out of the field this week. And you don't want to plan ahead of, a really heavy rain. You don't want to plan ahead of, there are areas that in a 24-hour span, we're seeing 3-4 up close to 5 inches of rain. And you don't really want to plan ahead of that because you're going to get that pounding rain and it's going to cause issues. So you're waiting for your fields to dry out, maybe to get in. And it really does compress your planting window. We'd like to see some dry land usually get planted around the first week of June. There may be areas where we're not able to get back into the field until the week of the 6th. In general, the later we go, even with dry land, you can run into some maturity issues if you have a wet season or if you are further north where you've got maybe a shorter period of ideal heat unit accumulation during the key growth stage, squaring in the early bloom.
What are you hearing about diseases?
A lot of suspicions on Rhizoctonia, which is one that's pretty common in these kind of conditions. And there's a variety of seedling diseases and you know, I'm not a pathologist. And so, you know, to somebody like me, a lot of the symptoms are fairly similar across the board. You know, there are some, certainly some characteristics that are unique to each disease, but really what you see is usually a damping off or a basically a seedling that will maybe emerge and then die, or a seedling that germinates in prior emergence will die. You'll see a lot of lesions around where that basically that hypocotyl or that stem of the plant meets the soil surface. You know, if you start to see those on your plants that are emerged and you're seeing some skips in your stands, oftentimes you can dig down in those skips and find seedlings that died prior to emergence, or sometimes you can see them that died, you know, fairly quickly after germination. And so a lot of those are characteristics of rhizoctonia, which tends to be the one of the most common ones that we deal with in the area, but there's other diseases that can be a problem. You know, the thing is, there's not a lot you can do about it because, again, you know, we have fungicide seed treatments that are going to give us some protection against certain things, but these seedling diseases are really flared by environmental conditions. And so if your conditions are conducive to those diseases being a problem, you know, you're probably going to have some stand loss. So then you've got to make the call whether the stand loss is severe enough that it, you know, would necessitate and make financial sense to replant. And at the same time, do I have the time on the calendar to replant? You know, oftentimes it's a better call to keep maybe a suboptimal stand. Maybe it's hard to look at, but you lose more by trying to go in and replant at a later calendar date because you don't know what you're going to get later. You kind of know what you're dealing with now. And, you know, sometimes the evil you know is better than the evil you don't know.
So what kind of advice right now would you have for producers?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be totally dependent on what your individual situation is. You know, if you've got a lot of acres left to plant and you've gotten some that maybe are suboptimal stands that you've already planted, you know, maybe you're going to have enough cotton planted in this later window to deal with, maybe keep that suboptimal stand. And I'll admit that I am probably one of the more conservative people when it comes to replant decisions. In the past, in my experience, in research trials and, you know, as consulting with producers, more often than not, keeping a stand is the safer and more rewarding financially way to go than trying to replant. So I think I'd probably concentrate on the acres that I haven't gotten planted yet. Hopefully, you know, the moisture that we're getting from this hangs around long enough where you can get those acres planted into good conditions, take advantage of the moisture you've got. But I think we're all going to be in a time crunch trying to get what's left planted by the time the field's dry enough to get you know, back in them and get the planters going again.
And price is still looking pretty good.
Yeah, that's a good thing. You know, a lot of times the rain will drive it down, but, you know, right now, not so much. Maybe I shouldn't have said anything. Knock on wood. You know, it'll stay like it is.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for visiting with us today.
Yeah, thank you.